Okay, today we're going to finish Be'ez Rosh Hashem, the sixth parak of Maseches Tamei, and begin the seventh and final parak of Maseches Tamei. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if a chaver was sent to buy produce both for himself and for an Amaretz. Is he responsible to take off the Trumas and Maestros for the Amaretz? So says the Mishnah, Amaretz Shamar Lechaver, Kach Li Agudas Yarek. If an Amaretz tells a chaver, do me a favor, you go into the store, buy me, pick up for me a bundle of vegetables, or Kach Li Gluskon Echad, or buy for me one Gluskon, the Bartanur says, that means a kikar lechem yofa, a really nice loaf of bread. If you don't mind, if you could buy me a loaf of bread, so lokech stam, you could buy a couple of loaves of bread, one for you, one for the ama aretz, but you don't identify which one is for which. You do it stam upater, and then you pater. You don't have to take you don't have to worry about trumas maestros on the, from that which you give to the ama aretz. Even though you're not allowed to be motzi mitachas yado davar shein mesukan, that's only if you ever owned it. But over here, you never owned it. Whatever you give to the ama aretz is mistama, what you bought for him originally. As the Bartanur explains, di yesh breira, we're relying on breira, that kishenosan amaretz shezuhi osa shalakach mitchilo litzarcho ve'en chaver machlifa bishalo, that when you give loaf of bread A to the amaretz, that we assume retroactively that loaf of bread A is what you had purchased the entire time for the amaretz, that was the one that was originally purchased for the amaretz, because you never identified at that time. So it's only hovar davar l'mafreya, and that's fine. But ve'amamar shaliza v'zashal chaveri v'nisarvu. But let's say at the time that you bought it, you clearly identified this one is mine and this one belongs to the amaretz, and then they got mixed up. So now it could be that you're giving the amaretz that which you had bought for yourself, and you're keeping the one that you had bought for the amaretz. So now you're giving the amaretz something that you once owned. Ooh, if that's the case, then you have to worry about the maestros of that item, because it was once yours, and chaver's not allowed to be motzi mitachas yado. He's not allowed to let something leave his hands that he once owned, that Mitchumus and Maisos are not taken care of, and therefore Chayiv La'aser, he has to take Maisos from it. And even if it's 100, what do you mean even if it's 100? So the Bartanur explains, even if it's you have one loaf of bread and you bought 100 of them for the Amaretz, you have to assume that one of the 100 that you're delivering to the Amaretz is yours, and therefore you have to take Maisos on at least one of the loaves of bread that you're giving to the Amah Aretz. That is one way of reading this Mishnah. The Bartanur and Tos Yamtuf both have another way of reading this Mishnah as well, but we're going to stick with that way of reading the Mishnah. Now we begin the seventh and final parak of Maseches Tamei, and the Mishnah discusses, there is a halacha that you're not allowed to be mafresh Trumas or Maestros on Shabbos. So what happens if you're invited to somebody else's house for a Shabbos meal, and you simply do not trust them to be mafresh Trumas or Maestros? So what do? So Amazman is chaver. Someone invites you to their house for a Shabbos meal, but you, the guest, do not trust the host about Trumas HaMaestros. So simple, here's what you do. Omer Me Erev Shabbos, already before Shabbos, you should declare, Masha Ani Asa LaHafrish Machar, that which I'm going to set aside on my plate tomorrow, Harehu Maeser, meaning I'm going to take 1/100th of the vegetables on my plate, 1% of the vegetables on my plate, I'm going to set it aside. I want that to be Maeser Rishon, Vishar Maeser Samachlo, and another 9% of the vegetables that's nearby it, I'm going to will also be the Maaser Rishon, because Maaser Rishon needs to be a total of 10%. What you're going to do is you're physically going to separate 1%, and the 9% that's right near it will also be Maaser Rishon. Keep in mind, a Yisrael is allowed to eat Maaser Rishon, so Zesha Sisi Maaser, that which I made Maaser originally, that 1% is Asu Trumas Maaser Alav, now becomes Trumas Meiser on the Meiser Rishon, and therefore it's ready to go, it's ready to eat, just you can't eat that 1%, but you can eat the rest of it. Meiser Sheni b'tzvono o b'dromo, and the Meiser Sheni will be on the northern side of my plate, the southern side of my plate, but it doesn't matter because I'm mechulul al hama'os. I am hereby being mechal of the Meiser Sheni on money, so the dollar or $2 that I have in my house, that will now be the Meiser Sheni money that I'm going to bring to Yerushalayim, and therefore I'll be able to eat the whole rest of my plate. The only thing you're not going to be allowed to eat is that 1% that had become Trumas Meiser. The Rabbi Kiveger, and Tos Rabbi Kiveger over here, points out that the Yerushalmi raises the following issue. Boy kame Rabbi Yimri, boy kame Rabbi Zeira, ve'enu asur mishum ibur ochlin. Wait a second, aren't you being ma'abed the Truma portion, the Trumas Meiser portion? So amalei mefar kol shuva ochel. When you're eating it, you just pull off a few crumbs, a few little pieces, It's a little small amount anyway, so it's not considered to be ibur ochlim. So amalei v'chi eino asr mishum gezel ki yizminu lechol etzlo v'lo la'abira ochlim. Well, wait a second. If you're not going to be eating that 1% of the food, isn't that a violation of gezel? Because he invited you to eat food at his house, not to eat 99% of the food and take 1% of the food, and under no circumstances whatsoever to eat it, and under no circumstances to eat it and to get rid of it and just make sure that it does not get eaten. He didn't invite you to do that, so isn't that a violation of gezel? So Tosfos Kiveger quotes from the Yerushalmi that no, Amalei she'elo kuras ruach, because he invited you, so he wants to, his main kavana is not that you eat every morsel of food. His main kavana is to have a relationship with you. So if you could eat 99% of the food, most balabastas would be super happy if you ate 99% of their food. You don't even come close to that usually. So then they still don't regret inviting you over. They're happy to have invited you because they wanted to be able to enjoy a meal together. Okay, so to quickly review what we did today, the last Mishnah of the sixth parak told us that if a chaver is sent as a messenger to buy produce for himself and for the Am HaAretz, as long as he didn't specify which produce is for who, he can just give it to the Am HaAretz, give the Am HaAretz his portion without worrying about Trumas Maisos. But if he specified at the time of purchase, then he's going to have a problem. Then he cannot just give it to the Am HaAretz, because if they get mixed up and he's giving him the wrong one, he does bear responsibility for it. And then in Parag Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that if you're invited to somebody's house on Shabbos and you for a Shabbos meal and you don't trust him in Shumas Maestros, on Erev Shabbos, you can already declare that you're going to set aside 1% of the produce as part of the Maaser Rishon. Another 9% nearby will be the rest of the Maaser Rishon. That original 1% will be the Trumas Maaser on the Maaser Rishon, and when the Maaser Sheni should be in whatever location of the plate it may be, and you're Mechal it on money, and then you're good to go. Then you're allowed to eat the rest of the meal at the person's house. So Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up here in the seventh parak with Mishnah Beis.